Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this episode, we have a guest entering the chat. We have Kathy. What's up, Kathy?
What's up?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And I always thank the listeners for watching and supporting as always. And before we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be movies, music, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
I ain't gonna lie. I've been tuned into a lot of like music back at home. So like y'all probably won't know, but YG Tech, YBS Schola, like all week. Nice. I ain't even gonna lie. Spent a lot of Dragon on. Oh yeah, and Roddy Rax too.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, Kathy, have you been tuned into?
I had to look at my phone real quick. sorry, I be busy. I just recently played, just keep it going. But The Baby, so you know that came out new. Babyface, he has a new collab album with all like the R&B girls, so that. And then I saw Atlanta came out, the new season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I seen an ad for it yesterday. I was like, oh, I need to watch that, but I'm gonna get on that.
Yeah, still haven't watched season 3 yet, but yeah.
Really?
I mean, I watched like, I got up to the episode where Paperboy got his phone stolen. And I was like, yeah, nah, I'm done with this for a little bit.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that was pretty much the end of it.
No, that was like I thought it was like halfway through.
My nose. I think that was like the last episode.
Where he wakes up in the street and Rob?
I don't know. I just know.
It's like the man stole the phone at the venue or something like that.
Oh, and like the little white girl.
Yeah,
that's not the ending. There's still a lot more that happens.
Oh, for real?
I think so.
Oh, shit. I missed a lot myself.
I don't remember, but it's a good show. Y'all need to get on.
I started to watch 4, though. And, I mean, I like it so far.
Started to watch what?
Season 4, right?
Yeah, oh, season 4.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Sorry. I didn't even know it was out until yesterday.
It's pretty good from what I've seen, so.
Yeah, I need to get on that. But that's it. Just those albums and...
I mean, I'm always listening to all kinds of stuff, like even old school stuff or new. Like I listen to everything. Like you get in my car and I got Spanish music playing, I got Afro beats, I got American music, I listen to everything. All
right.
Okay.
Let me see. Me, Division dropped their album on Friday.
Oh, did they? See,
yeah.
I didn't know that
either. Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. It was solid. Let me see that Chloe and Lotto song. That was cool. That's about it.
So how you feel about Chloe still?
she need to link up with her sister. I'm sorry.
Oh, you still don't think she got Beyonce potential?
No. No.
She do.
No.
She do.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but like you gotta look at it. I look at it, it goes Michael Jackson and Beyonce. So Chloe surpassing Chris Brown, Prince.
I mean,
but why Chloe can't just be Chloe though?
Exactly.
She can. I'm just saying she has the talent. Like she got raw talent, like Beyonce, who was her mentor or is her mentor. That's all I'm saying. All
right, you got that.
They have similarities. I'm gonna say that. I don't want to put her in that cat because that's a big shoes to fill.
But
for
I'm not
one.
Saying now. I'm saying in the future. Like she got raw talent now. Imagine like.
So
10,
the generation now is literally gonna look at her like Beyonce is what you're saying.
Like a similar woman that could be, you know, she got the talent, like she got it.
Yeah,
she can sing, dance.
Okay,
she good.
That's how she feel. Yeah, hey.
I just think eventually, you know.
All right, you got that. So, first topic. So on social media, I've been seeing a lot of posts about people saying New York drill is terrible, it's trash, all this stuff. So if you don't know New York drill, examples of some artists is Pop Smoke, rest in peace, Fabio Foreign, K Flock, and Ice Spice. So Lee, what's your thoughts on that's so funny.
I'ma just say it's some songs that I do like. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. But overall ain't all the way my thing. Right. That's not what you going to hear when you in my car. For real, for real.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I used to listen to Pop Smoke, but I like his music, but that's really it. I don't really listen to it. I didn't even know Ice Spice was considered New York drill, but I guess if you knew and you young, that's what it is, I guess.
No, like, what is she then?
I
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I never even listened to the whole song. All I heard here is the chorus. That's it. That's all I heard.
I mean, I think Pop was like the only one that like switched it up.
Yeah.
Cause all these other artists they got the same type of beats, literally a sample, a high pitched sample at that, and then the typical drill beat. But like, it's funny though, cause like even on like Fabio's project, it was solid, and mm-hmm. even the songs that didn't like have that drill sound still had the elements in the song.
Right.
Like I was just like, nah. So I guess as like a song here and there, sure. I don't want to hear a full album from any of these niggas. So, no disrespect.
No disrespect.
I mean, like I said, Fabio's was solid, but it was just, yeah.
I feel like that music is, like, good for the party, maybe, though.
Yeah.
Like, now you throw on, like, whoever. it's probably going to go up. They're going to get sturdy.
Yeah.
It's a movement. So, exactly. It's like, I respect it, but.
So, why don't y'all like it? It's too much yelling?
Oh, no. I don't dislike it. It's just, I like, all right, if, like, let's say, like, Ice Spice drops an album, I'm probably not listening to it.
Well, yeah, her. But, like, okay, like.
I mean, all right. If K-Flock drops an album, I'm probably not listening to it.
I don't even know
who
that is, Zaffy.
She's on, no, he's on this, he got the song Shake It with Cardi.
Oh, okay. I
don't know, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he drops an album, I'm probably not listening to it, like, right. In full.
So,
all
right, but what about Fabio?
I gave it a chance.
What about, why are you not feeling it?
No, I like it, but it's just, like, I can't listen to that over and over and over again.
Right.
Like, it was solid.
It's just pretty much sounds repetitive after a while, yeah. At least for me.
Like, the same 10 songs?
Pretty much.
Yeah, no. Okay, yeah.
Pretty much.
But lately, a lot of artists been doing, not even just drill. I feel like a lot of artists have that going on.
Really?
Yeah.
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 But I mean,
I feel like it's majority drill. At least I don't know. Maybe I'm not that hip right now.
I mean, like drill's like the only like direct like it's in your face. But like, mm-hmm. there's some like Atlanta artists that sound alike, Florida artists that sound alike.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't mean sound alike. It's like they'll put out a body of work and all 10 songs sound like. Like for example, Blast. I really like him, but that last album.
Come on now. Come on now.
Last album.
You don't talk about. Come on.
When did
come
the
on
song
now.
Change? Oh, it's still playing?
Come on, yo. Don't. Don't do my
but
guy
really
like that,
him,
yo.
Though.
Don't do my guy like that, yo. But now I will say, like I said on the last episode, they do make like a lot of playlist type albums nowadays.
Right.
So it's like, I think, honestly, and like a lot of those albums, like they're good, but they're not like, I'm probably not listening to them next year when the artist drops another project. Yeah. But nah, so you didn't have to get on my guy Blast like that, though.
I like him, though.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, cool. Blast is hard, but she got a point.
Still,
like,
I know, but still, come on.
A couple of songs in a row. I know.
It
was like, a couple songs in a row, like, was that a new one?
moving on. So the other day, I saw a tweet condemning women for smoking weed while they're pregnant. So, Lee, what is your thoughts on that?
As a pothead, I would even say, like, that's just something you really shouldn't do. I just don't make sense to really do it to mm-hmm. me. I mean, from my knowledge, apparently, this medicine says, like, it's okay super early on or something like that. But it's kind of like you're nurturing new life. So, hopefully, you won't want that new life to be pure. So, yeah, put the gas down, in my opinion. Like, when you find out, it's like, okay. It's
yeah, yeah.
You know, same way with alcohol. So apparently, it's women that like to sip while they pregnant, too. So, yeah, same way with that. Like, all right. Put that shit down.
All right, what about you, Kathy?
That's a straight up no for me. I mean, and from what you inhale to eat to even the things around you that you're listening to while you're pregnant, you should be conscious of all of that.
Yeah.
That's just a no for me.
I mean, like, if you was a pothead and I'm assuming that doctor said this before, like, you can, like, smoke a little bit, but, like, I just feel like you shouldn't, like, you know, roll that up in a backwood or something, like, put it, like, in a pen, vapor, so I don't, like, I'm just saying, like.
And there's many ways of ingesting weed nowadays, so yeah, like, if you really need it and your doctor's approved, whatever, you found your reasons for doing it. There's other ways of ingesting it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, besides smoking, which is, like, probably the worst way.
Yeah, and Facts. And then like, I don't know. It's like when I see people argue about it, I just know they're just rolling up in a backwood or game or something. Like, they're not even taking like a healthy approach to it.
But facts. Where do you see these people arguing about this?
Social Twitter.
Okay, I was like, who's arguing about this?
Always Twitter. Yeah, yo. Like, shout out to Twitter.
But now,
speaking
though,
of Twitter sidebar, how y'all feel about the new CEO?
Elon. Give a fuck.
So he actually bought it?
Yeah,
finalized.
Yeah, like that new logo with the little cowboy hat?
I don't guess a logo. I don't care. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, that went over my head. I ain't see that one.
Oh, I seen it. I think I was just scrolling on Instagram and I seen someone right. Post it. Nah. But I don't even be on Twitter, so.
Yeah, I don't care about Elon being there. Like, it is what it is.
And it's about to get wild politically, I feel like. But we ain't gonna get into that.
Probably not. So, moving on. So, like, if you've been on social media for like the past month or so, you have seen the rapper Nicki Minaj arguing with a lot of women rappers that are our age. And Nicki Minaj is like 40 years old. So I gotta ask y'all, do you think the older generation is acting younger and vice versa?
Yeah. I feel like for whatever reason, how it happened, because our generation was kind of wild when we were younger.
Damn, we're not that old.
Yeah, though.
When I say young, I'm talking our like, generation. Yo, at least I probably was around the wrong crowd.
But I had to think about crazy, that, like, hold on. Like,
what you mean high school?
Folks was on drugs crazy in high school, bro. It's not, it's wild.
Oh.
You gonna ask who?
We ain't gonna come on, yo. We not gonna do all that. Yo. But I'm just saying, like, no, I remember, like even, like, you know, women were, well, kids, teenagers, they were having multiple kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's grown shit. Like, yeah. We're not gonna act like that. That's not I'll grown shit.
Just, I mean, but
then. Getting into shit. Parties was, and, listen,
man. I mean,
I was friends with everybody, okay?
I mean,
well-rounded.
I mean, I'm not putting that past you, but, like,
it was,
you made it sound like
niggas was wild.
Yeah, you made it sound like some wild shit. Like,
niggas was wild.
I mean, that's crazy that we kind of normalizing it, but like,
that's what I'm saying. But to get back to my case in point, though, our generation now has seemed like just had to grow up fast, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know. It seems like we got it more together than the older, like the Nicki Minaj's. They kind of just. I don't know. I kind of feel like with her, though, like, she's been at the top so long, and it's been just her for so long that it's now, like, predominantly women's rap now, and she just don't know how to act. I don't know. But
I don't follow her too much or any of that stuff, but it just seems like she just like to argue. Or she just be mad.
Yeah.
But, like, the older generation, yeah, I mean, I think social media just, it gives people the idea that they're, I mean, everyone's opinion is valid, but it makes everyone think that their opinion is, like, important. Like, I need to get out here. Like, I'm a celebrity or I'm some kind of person in the community that my opinion, like, their opinion matters. Like, your opinion matters, but you don't need to post something every 5 seconds. I don't know. Just certain things. I'm like, why do I need to know this? I don't need to know this.
Yeah, that's in general, though. But keep doing that, though, because them shits do keep me entertained. But but nah, I don't know. I'm gonna say yeah, cause like I just feel like somebody like Nicki, like her age, like she didn't grow up with social media. So like for her to be arguing on social media like she does is kinda insane to me. Like cause like it's like you would think we would do that, but we don't. Well, we do, but not like I don't think anybody on like a Nicki level that's our age does that. Which is, I don't.
Well,
who would be the Soulja equivalent Boy. Of. Nah, how. He older.
Who?
Soulja Boy? Soulja Boy. How old is Soulja?
31,
32. Is that considered art? I guess. I don't know.
How. I don't know.
I mean.
He's teetering.
But like, but like a female our age that acts. That I can't think of.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a little. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. No, there's somebody out there that does that.
Azealia? Banks, whatever her name is.
Oh, I could say Cardi.
Cardi? Yeah. But what? I feel like Cardi, if when they come at her, is when she snaps back. Not saying that it's okay, but it's a little different. I don't know.
But it's all different to me, because to me, social media is like, for real fake. It's false reality. So it's
exactly.
Like, I don't know.
I don't do nothing on
care on social media too much.
Yeah, like, I don't do nothing on there but bullshit anyway, so it's like.
Facts.
People be spilling their whole life stories on there and shit. Like, I just. I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't. I really should not know certain things about your like,
social media.
Make me look at you funny. But speaking of social media, there was a post on Twitter that basically said that men that women expect men to basically fall in love with them off the first link and basically be in a relationship, all that. A woman said this, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we just...
Wait, rewind that. Men expect women to fall in love or women expect men?
Women expect men to fall in love off the first link. That's basically what it said. And that, and we basically just wanted to ask the question, do you think social media ruins relationships?
I feel like if you agree with that, it's because you're letting it ruin your relationship.
Okay. Okay.
We're gonna need a little sample where you can do little animations. But I feel like, you're letting it. I can see how like certain things, you know, you see different people's opinions, and now you might be taking that into consideration. You might not have before, but at the end of the day, you're letting it ruin your relationship. If it's ruining your relationship,
yeah,
that's a fact overall. That's definitely an overall fact. But I would say it's still kind of, because people aren't that strong-minded. A lot of people aren't. So, like, I'll say, like, it kind of is because they'll take that consideration and literally run with that shit. It is like, whoa, that's not really what's going on in our, you know, exchange. Maybe that happened with this person and whatever advice they gave you, it probably worked better for them, but... Well, for us, we ain't that deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, so you're saying people don't know how to distinguish, okay, that's social media, but, like, does it really apply to my real life? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like that's, like, with anything you consume, though. Like, it could be even TV. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the Housewives is, like, very toxic. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if y'all even... My mom watched that shit a lot.
Yeah, my mom, like, even, like, I
just peek in and just see what's going on and just be like, yo, you watching this shit? Like, but, you know, yeah, it is what it is.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna say, yeah, it does ruin relationships because, like, everybody's different. Like, like, you might take something that's a random person in Milwaukee did, and I'll try to apply to your relationship, and your partner might not like this shit. And then on top of that, y'all look at celebrities as like relationship goals. And by the way, y'all too old for that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
The worst one.
But like, let's say Dirk did something for India, and then it's like and then your girl sees that, and then your girl sees the person from Milwaukee do the exact same thing, and it's like, oh, I can apply this to my real life, and then she expects that from you. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, people should just strictly bullshit on social media. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, people apply what they see on social media and expect that in real life.
Exactly.
It's not possible.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
I think people just need to get more into, like, reality. Sometimes we just be on that phone too much. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes we gotta, like, really tap into, like, what's really going on. Like, all right, get off the entertainment. Because that's really what I kind of, like, put social media in. It's in that folder, that entertainment folder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, let's start entertaining and really see what's going on.
Yeah,
I feel like we gotta be more mindful. At least I'm trying to be more mindful of what I'm consuming. Mm-hmm. Like, with social media, even, like, TV, like, for example, did you guys watch that, Jeff? What is it?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Did y'all watch that?
I did not watch that.
You watched
that? I would never watch something like that.
Yeah, so that's one thing I've seen everyone on social media talking about. It. I'm like, sounds interesting. But then once I seen a little more of what it's about, I was like, I could watch it, but I'm trying to limit what I'm consuming. Like, that's, I don't need to watch that. That shit sounds like... Mm-mm, I'm good.
Yeah, I just haven't came across to watching it, but I already know what like happens. It's all the true story. Like, I'm not running to watch that.
That's kind of my thing. It's like we know the story already, and it's already just grimy and gruesome.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would I want to see that visually? Yeah. That's just me personally.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would think.
It's just kind of like nah, like even like if it's not Jeffrey Dahmer, it's just like somebody creatively thought of whatever. And put something out. It's like, yo, why watch something like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just, I don't know. That's just me.
And plus, like, little sidebar, like, I don't know why people are dressing up their kids for as Jeffrey Dahmer for Halloween costumes. Like, yo, what the hell wrong with y'all? Like,
even, like, the celebrities dressing their kids up as other celebrities. I'm like, okay, I get it. But at the same time, the little kids, what do they know about Sade or who
exactly.
else?
Exactly.
Or like, other celebrities. Or, right. like, I seen a... I don't know what this was, but somebody dressed up their little kids as, like, a doctor and then a BBL patient. I was like...
Yeah, that should
that's
not. Nah,
bro,
that's
not happening.
Yes, it is. No, yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, I saw that shit. I'm like, yo, what is wrong with y'all?
That's not. No, nobody made that
yes,
as a costume.
Yes, yes. Like,
yeah,
they
no,
took a video
they
and
had
all
a
that.
Whole
yeah.
Little the what's it called? The IV bag with the little.
Yeah. Like a four. Like
yeah,
I don't think 4 year olds even know what BBL stands for. Let alone even know what a BBL is.
For the kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
That's that social media, see? That's crazy. What should, I'm guessing, like, a six-year-old, maybe? 10-year-old?
No. They were young. They were like five, six.
Yeah.
Between four to,
like,
to six.
Like, I'm talking, like, they just started walking, like, a few years ago.
What do a 4 to 6-year-old need to know about a BBL?
She probably just thought it was, like, a costume with a big butt or something like that.
I mean, your mom tells you to put this on, you're going to put it on. At 4 years old?
Bro, that's crazy. That's mad. Y'all moms gotta do better. That's just all I'm gonna say on that. Y'all gotta do better.
I mean.
Where the dad at? I'm saying dad's too. Where the dad at?
Facts.
Shit.
Dad,
shit.
Y'all gotta do better out here.
Shit, the dad might approve that shit too. I ain't gonna lie.
Bruh.
That video was weird. I ain't gonna lie. I was like. What the fuck?
I'm glad they ain't crossed my algorithm, bro. That's crazy. Like, that's insane.
But not also, like, I think on social media, people always take things to the extreme. Like they'll, like, I don't know. It's just like they want, like the tweet said, it's like they want the end goal now for the most part. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like they want their standards met off rip.
Oh,
like, no matter.
Yeah,
okay. Like, yeah, I also think that too. So.
Yeah, I think you just gotta focus on keep what's between y'all. Keep it between y'all. Work on what's between y'all. Like, you getting opinions from the outside, it isn't really gonna help.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean,
just do whatever to help y'all grow, man.
Yeah. Like, I mean, outside opinions could help. It's just
but
people,
like,
just look at that
social,
like,
media. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
like
going to, like, my best friend. Okay, like, that might help. But me going to social media posting about it, you gonna get 10 different opinions from 10 different places. Like,
exactly.
They might not even make sense.
So, So this concludes this episode. And as y'all know, when we end the show, we always give a final thought to give to the world. So, Leek, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Man, just spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials. That is just Leek. Appreciate y'all for watching.
But, all right, Kathy, what's your final thought?
How about you do that and then come back to me?
I always go last.
Oh, you
come
last?
On now. Come on now.
My final thought?
Yes.
Yeah. You can throw your socials out there.
No, I'm good on the socials. We can talk about socials. Yeah. Watch what you consume and focus on yourself. I don't know.
All right.
I feel that.
For me, I remember, like, earlier this year, we had a topic talking about women rappers, and then Leek said that the fellas are in trouble.
Yeah.
Not gonna hold you.
You
I'm
see
not
it
gonna
now.
Hold you.
You see, it now.
I mean, I wasn't necessarily disagreeing or agreeing
so
with you.
These female rappers
that I just see the vision, like, cause, like, you gotta think about it, like, who's the hottest? All right, so who's the hottest new rapper that came out this year?
Female.
Generally speaking.
I ain't gonna lie. The name I hear the most is that goddamn Ice Spice. I say she got goddamn costume, nigga. That shit's wild.
Come on now. Come on, Leek.
I would put Glorilla.
Exactly.
Her.
Come on, yo.
She definitely.
I mean,
yeah, she definitely. Yeah.
She blew up. Girl had one hit and then went straight having a single with Cardi. Like, that's pretty blown.
Yeah,
that's pretty big.
That's
exactly.
Who got a single with Ice Spice? Nobody. No blame.
She had the Drake fly out.
Yo, you keep saying that shit. That's not true. I don't know if that's true.
It is. Wow. That's true. I mean, and then he followed her after that for whatever reason.
Anyway, but yeah, like, I see it, like, the fellas are in trouble. I don't know. Do you think the fellas are in trouble, Kathy?
Nah, it's a man's world.
I'm glad you think that.
I don't think that. I don't agree with that. It's just like in music, it's a
I don't know.
At least in rap, especially, like it's hard to.
I don't know, cause
these niggas pussy.
Cause Kendrick, Drake, Cole, and all them, they're legacy acts now for the most part.
Yeah, if you put it that way, like the
And then top now is Baby, Dirk, YoungBoy.
But like, okay, so but you gotta mention, who are these female rappers that you think are so like they're taking over? Like,
oh no, I'm not. I mean, I don't see it now. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, cause I just thought about like Glorilla's like the hottest new rapper out there.
But I don't know. Like, I think she. Yeah, she's hot. She's new, but I still need to see more from her to say. Oh, of course.
But like, it's just like, but she got like women and men fucking with her music. Like,
take time.
Yeah.
Like even with Meg, like mostly women like Meg. So it's like.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying. Okay, so besides Glorilla, who else?
I mean, I could throw Ice Spice in there, but I don't think she's going.
Why is she her name even coming up?
Come on. I mean, she comes up the most.
I mean, she do.
But
I mean,
why is she coming up?
Because motherfuckers is streaming that shit.
Oh, nah. Yeah, I mean, nah. And you got some horny dudes out here that like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why is she coming up? I feel like
it's me.
The
like,
more I see of her on social media is her body. Nothing wrong with her body, but the I see more her body than her music. So that's why I'm like, why do we think that?
Oh,
no,
she dropped a single last on a couple days ago.
Couple days ago,
Titan. Oh, okay.
Bikini Bottle. No,
what's
but it's Bikini Bottle.
See?
it's cause the beat sounds like I don't know, like
SpongeBob.
If you watch SpongeBob, whenever they get into some shit, they play.
It's that drill. Okay. It's that drill shit.
Yeah, like
you got Lotto. Lotto doing her thing. Lizzo, I consider her as rap
I'm gonna be real. Lizzo's a rapper. Doja Cat's a rapper too.
Doja Cat. I forgot about her because she hasn't been out a lot, but I like Doja Cat. She good. She's very talented.
I mean, she got something crazy going on right now. I hope you know. I don't know what's
her health.
I don't know. She's like just. I don't know if she's like. I don't know. Help me.
Are you talking about what she be posting? I think she's just different.
She should be posting shit. Like, I think she, like, her eyebrows is
she's
gone now with
I mean, she's different.
She's just different, I think. But she's talented.
I mean, if you're bringing up Lotto, too, you can throw in Meg. City Girls, I guess.
City Girls. They get the streams.
Who else?
What's the one? I see a lot, too. I feel like her name Armani something.
Oh, Armani Caesar?
Caesar?
I was about to say
that's
Armani.
That's about right.
Caesar, yeah. The Griselda.
Griselda, yeah.
Got Tierra Whack, Dolce, Flo Millie.
Yeah, it's.
If
there was a, like really link and like do the damn thing, like all of them like together.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
I don't know. Let me not say they're gonna take over, but I feel like it'll be a definite level playing field in the future. Would not be surprised.
I think if they keep going strong, yeah. But you got to keep that momentum, though. That's the thing.
They need a DJ Khaled. That's it. Because think about it. Like, what really made, like, the generation more or less before Strong was, like, the DJ Khaled bringing all them together on, like, those kind of records, just making hits after hits type time. Once they, like, I'm telling you, once they, like, really link up and make them more female movement songs, they already doing it solo.
Mm-hmm.
So if they could literally come together two or more, and do it at that kind of magnitude, watch.
Yeah.
I put my money on it.
Wait. So you really think that they're going to take over?
Yes,
like, nigga. Not like, I don't know.
This is coming from
level
one.
Playing field.
Whose opinion was this first, yours or his? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I strongly think so, because niggas know. Out here fucking up.
Damn, are they? Are they?
Yo, if niggas would stop fucking up, we got a chance.
How are they fucking up, though?
They keep going to jail. Whoa. RICO charges.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about, you know, shit that they trying not to get niggas to talk about anymore, because we get it now. Yeah. Everybody got, you know, straps with drums and, you know, homies.
Yeah, we know.
What's next? We know. You see what I'm saying? That's all what you hear from guys, even on the radio. That's pretty much all the fuck they talking about. Or Billie Eilish.
Or Billie Eilish.
You feel what I'm saying? It's either Gus Straps or Billie Eilish. That's it.
I mean, I'll say
they talk about everything. They talk about how they feel about these niggas, how they feel about even these hating assholes, how they feel. Y'all saying how they want to empower themselves.
I mean, it's cool.
And then you got the OGs like Beyonce, kind of like.
Yeah, they should have an OG, but she out here.
But she in a different lane though. That's.
I mean, but her
still sprinkling that over top. No. That's that extra shine.
No. Their OG is beefing with all of them. That's why they don't have an OG. The women of today, that's why they don't have an OG. Because she's beefing with all these new women.
You talking about Nicki. Nicki.
Yeah, that's why.
That's a fact. Because that should be the OG, the one that really.
But she do the same. Didn't she have beef with Lil' Kim? With her OGs.
I don't think. Not really, because I think
they had a thing, because you know.
Yeah, they had a little tiff, but like Lil' Kim predicted all of this.
Anyway,
going on now.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So I would like to thank all of y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. So follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram and TikTok. Like and subscribe. Sorry. Yeah, TikTok.
We are everywhere.
Like and subscribe the YouTube, the Group Chat Chronicles. Shout out Donis Swanee Visuals on the cam.
Donis.
And we out.
Peace.